Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Hi, Dr. Joy.
What's on your mind, Sue?
We're preparing to send our second child to college, and she has to decide by May 1st. And you've talked about it before, but I don't know how much of it gets to be our choice, how much is her choice. There's a significant financial differential in her top two picks.
How much is significant?
Over the course of 4 years, depending, about $60,000 to $100,000 over 4 years. Yeah, it's significant.
And of course, she wants to go to the more expensive school.
It seems like it, but even she is saying, "Wow, it seems like the logical choice should be, you know, school number two."
Is the expensive school considering any financial aid?
We will find out in a couple weeks. I'm hearing this has been the most competitive college class that there has been historically. Highest number of kids going after the same number of college slots. It's been a very competitive year. So I'm hearing they're not going to probably give us a lot.
Well, I mean, how many kids do you have total?
Two.
So she's the baby.
Yes, and brother is going in-state and has half of his college paid. I literally asked him if it was okay with him. He could care less if we pay more for her, because I struggled with that for a year and a half now. I'm not worrying
well,
about that
good
anymore.
Well, good for him.
I know, and he really means it. That's how he is.
Well, good for him. Listen, I would sit her down and say, here's the deal. We've got limited resources. You can go to the more expensive school, but it means that there are going to be fewer trips home, less money available for graduate school, less money available for wedding, or what you could do. But this is, you know, over your lifetime, $100,000 is going to be amortized. Over the next 10 years, not so much. So what it'll do is impact our choices that we can make for you in the next 10 years. But the other possibility is that the first 2 years at any school are about the same. You have to take your required courses. So one of the possibilities is start at the less expensive school, do really well, and then transfer into the more expensive school for the last 2 years, which seems to me not an unreasonable compromise. Because is one school greatly more prestigious than the other?
I would say they're equal. Do you want me to tell you which ones they are?
Of course.
One is Purdue.
Mm-hmm.
One is Miami and Oxford, Ohio.
Okay. And Miami more expensive.
Yes.
Because it's a private school.
And Purdue has given her, when they accepted her, gave her a nice scholarship.
Yes.
They're both out of state.
Yeah, I would sit her down and just say, here's the deal. Let's assume that your dad and I have put aside $150,000 to include undergraduate school or medical school, law school, whatever, and your wedding, whatever it is.
Can I mention that I don't think she'll go on after her bachelor's.
Well, you never know. And she doesn't know. I mean,
well,
it sounds like she's not a great student.
But she's going to get... Oh, she is a really good student, obviously, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you just don't know at this moment. The deal I would make with her is the final decision is yours, assuming that you can afford the extra money.
We can afford it.
Okay. And what I would do...
Because her brother's been so reasonable.
Well, I mean, but whatever.
Yeah.
I would sit her down and say, here's the deal. This is the total amount of money we have. That going to a less expensive school means that there's money if you want to go to graduate school. There's money, at least potentially, for a more expensive wedding, maybe a car, you know, that there's just more resource left over. If your heart is set on this school, then what we could do is take out loans, and part of those loans should be hers.
Mm-hmm.
One of the ways I had of dealing with my kid whenever she wanted something that I thought was outrageously expensive is I'll go half, you go the other half. And she was a kid, so she didn't necessarily have the resource, but it was babysitting money, or, you know, you've got to make my bed every day, or so that she understood that these decisions, the monetary decisions, are not without consequence, and I'm willing to do part of it, but you've got to do part of it. When I wanted to buy her a pair of Levi's and she wanted Calvin's, I'd say, I will pay whatever the Levi's cost, and the difference between what Levi's cost and Calvin's cost, I will split with you. So then she had to decide if it was worth it to her. And I think that's not an unreasonable thing to say to your kid, of, look, here's the deal. We put this much aside. We only have this much. There are other things to spend the money on. But if this is what you want to go, if you want to go to the more expensive school, we will split the difference with you. We will come up with half of this. You have to come up with the other half, which means either you take out a student loan, which you have to pay off, that we don't pay off, that you pay off, or that you have an after-school job, or you hawk your little brother, or whatever. Because that way she can decide what it's worth to her. And that seems to me fair. If she's saying, this is really important to me, fine. But it's not necessarily incumbent upon you to pay for it. That's a grown-up choice. You take grown-up responsibility.
Yeah, I like to split the difference. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Get a little skin in the game on her part.
Yeah, well, I mean, the point is that if she's saying, look, this is really important to me, I think that's fine. But then, you know, put your money where your mouth is, kid,
mm-hmm.
you know? And that is the way of the world, isn't it? That you basically, it's not that you can have everything that you want. It's that you can have most things that you want. The question is, what are you willing to do to get them? And as you hear me say all the time, money is the most obvious, just because it's something that we can all agree that, you know, 5 cents is 5 cents, as opposed to working hard. That's an abstract concept, and we may not all agree on that, but we all can understand that a nickel is a nickel, or 5 cents. So, again, money is kind of literally, by definition, the coin of the realm. So not a bad place to start. It also gives kids the idea of responsibility, of cost-benefit ratio, of priorities. What is it worth? Is it worth it to me to be able to go to this more expensive school and not have a car? Or is it worth it, would I rather have a car or a trip over spring break to Fort Lauderdale, where the boys are? Have you ever been in Fort Lauderdale over spring break? They still go there. I mean, it's still noisy, drunken kids. I don't know. But the point being that our job as parents is not necessarily to provide our kids with stuff. The job of being a parent is to provide our kids with ideas, with experiences, the priorities are not going to come from us. They may come from us initially, but eventually kids are going to have to evolve their own priorities. And this is a way of doing it for them, of saying, what is it worth to you? And that's a perfectly legitimate question. All right, in the meantime, I have I sort of like this. This is my touchy-feely California girl kind of thing. The mantras that you're supposed to say every day. Do you do mantras? Do you ever do those, Lenny? Do you ever do visualization and that kind of stuff?
Not really.
Not really.
In my head. I can't really think of any right now.
They actually work. One is we talked about last week. I have everything I need, and someone misinterpreted that by saying I have everything I want. And I said, no, that's not what the mantra is. There's a difference between need and want. If you don't believe me, ask Mick Jagger. Right? You don't always get what you want, but you get what you need. I choose to be happy. I agree with that. The choice, that happiness really is a choice. I'm a voice for peace. You should be in my condo right now. I'm in control of my actions and my emotions. I don't think you're in charge of your emotions. I think you're in charge of your actions, and feelings just happen to us. I don't think our emotions we can control. We can control the behavior that comes from the emotions, and then it becomes a feedback loop. But it's a little bit different concept. I am open. I will feed my soul. I'm just talking about chocolate. I don't even care about the rest of it anymore, right? I know. I'm getting there. I'm just not there yet. But we're only talking about the rest of the week, right?
Yeah. I did have one person tell me. I was upset about something. I can't remember what it was, but I had one person tell me, you're only upset. You're only as upset as you allow yourself to be.
I think that's true. Although it's not necessarily a good thing to tell somebody in the middle of being upset. My daughter had a really good concept. She has, can you disconnect? And I think that's a valuable concept, that sometimes we get so caught up in the emotion that we forget that we really do have a choice to take a deep breath, blow it off, decide other things to do. We are emotional creatures, we are. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This is Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year, in addition to the emotional stress on employees and their families. That's why Famous Footwear is committed to raising funds to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in the March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case. As a parent, one of my greatest concerns is for the safety and well-being of my family. But no matter how concerned I am, it doesn't take the place of taking action and preparing for the unknown. I plan by having a GoFood savings account where I allocate a little money each month to have health store quality food delivered to my door at budget store prices. Although GoFoods are storable for 25 years, they are family mealtime favorites even today. My family asking to eat the food that we are storing lets me know that when we only have the food we stored to live on, that we won't have the added stress of eating unfamiliar or undesirable food. Buying GoFoods is investing in the future of my family. Convenient packages allow me to buy according to my budget, and I get free shipping on my monthly orders. To set up your GoFood savings account, call 800-648-9753 or on the web at www.storefoodnow.com. That's 800-648-9753.
Across
America. This is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Do that. Do that. That would be a great idea to call me about whatever it is that's on your mind. And hopefully before the last 3 minutes of the program, which would be even better. We love that part a lot. 855-99-3759. All right, so we were going to talk about, we've had some stuff up on Facebook and it's been up there for a while. So we were talking about Alzheimer's and whether there was a study that came out last week that said that a very large percentage, basically over half of doctors, do not tell their patients if they think that they're having, that they're subject to Alzheimer's. And even though they said that they would, they, turns out they don't. And because they ask the doctors and then they ask the patients, and turns out the doctors don't. So we said, is there any diagnosis you would or wouldn't want your doctor to share with you? Why or why not? Manny, is there anything that you'd want your doctor to tell you or not tell you?
I would want to know anything, anything and everything. I guess it depends on where I'm at in my life. Like right now at 30 years old, I would want to know anything. I mean, small.
Would you want to know if somebody could tell you exactly when you would die? Would you want to know that?
No, that's something I would not want to know.
Well, so you'd want to know about an illness,
right?
But you would not necessarily want to know when you're going to die.
No, and I think again with that, I think it has to do with, you know, the age I'm at in my life. If I were, you know, I think if I were, you know, 80 to 85 years old, you know, I would probably want a pretty good idea of how much time I've got left. But
why at 30 you wouldn't?
I don't know. It's hard to explain. I think it's just because I feel like I have so much in front of me, so much life to live, that I don't really want to even think about when that time is going to come. You know?
Okay. I think I probably would. I think I'd be curious about it. And I'd sort of, I'm a planner, so I'd probably be interested in, you know, maybe if I knew more or less. I'm not, would I want to know the day and time? I probably would, to be quite honest. Mm-hmm. But realistically, I would be that little doubting Thomas that we know I am to begin with. But I might know that, I mean, have you ever had your palm read?
Not that I can remember. Maybe I have, but I can't remember.
Because every time I've had my palm read, and whether you believe that or not, they've always said you're going to lead a long and you know, really long, healthy life. And as I said, I come from my mother's side of the family. The women all live into their late 90s, essentially. And my father, who was kind of the, his side of the family was always the kind of weak link. My father lived till 3 weeks short of 91, so which was 50% longer than any male in his lineage had ever lived. So I figured if I just paid a little more attention to not crossing against the light, I should be okay for a while. But no, I'd want to know. I mean, the thing is, once you know, you can choose what to do about it. And if you don't know, you just plain don't know.
Yeah.
So.
I guess from my perspective, it's if I know now, I think from my perspective, I would think about it too much. Instead of just living my life, I'd be too focused on, you know, okay, I've got this much time left, so, you know.
Well, but if they said, look, you're going to live into your 90s, I mean, that's 60 plus years.
Yeah, I mean, that's if they just give me like a general ballpark of how long I'm going to live, that's fine. But I don't want to know the exact moment of, you're going to die on, you know, September 29th, you know, 2074. You know, like, I wouldn't want to know that.
Why not?
I don't know, because I'd be thinking about it too much. That particular date would be, I don't know, I'd be living the rest of my life thinking about that date.
Well, I guess maybe,
you know.
Well, I think part of it depends on how far in advance it is. I mean, I know that, for example, somebody will say, all right, do you want, you know, would you come and give a speech on this day? And I say, oh, of course, assuming it will never actually happen. And then it does. So, I don't know. I just figured that information truly is power, and so I'd want to know, and I guess, I don't know, who knows? I mean, all right, so let's see what other people would say, because that isn't exactly what we asked. We just asked, well, I suppose we could put that up as a kind of subset of, would you want to know the date of your death, why or why not?
Okay.
Although... it'd be interesting to see what people's... I mean, as you know, my listeners always surprise me with that I'll put up a trivial question, and they'll put it up in an in-depth answer, which is part of the fun of this. All right. Diagnosis you would or wouldn't want to share with you. All right, so I'm saying, no, I'd probably want to know, because then I just have the ability to say, oh, no, they don't know what they're talking about. So I could, oh, no, yeah, you don't know what you're talking about here. I'd just go on the Internet and find 15 people to disagree with that, and then I'd be okay. All right, what have other people said?
We'll start with Tony. She just says, I would want to know whatever it is. There's no reason not to.
Yeah, she's with you. She's, yeah. And me, too, as well. Okay.
And then Jean just says, I would want to know also. And then here's Sue Ellen. Sue Ellen says, I did a 23andMe DNA test because I want to know and be in control of my future, whatever that might be. Great question, Dr. Joy.
Well, thank you. Well, you know, there's a huge controversy about Angelina Jolie and deciding that she was going to have her breast removed, and she had a total hysterectomy. I think both uterus and ovaries removed because she was at risk for a particular kind of cancer. And, I mean, that seems to me useful information that you can still opt for whatever you choose. It just seems to me, I mean, Manny's saying once you know, you can't unknow. And I'm saying, oh, yes, you can. Denial. river in Egypt, you know, way of living your life. I mean, I actually had a doctor. I had a tumor when I was 19, and the doctor said I'd never have children. And fortunately, I just didn't believe him, hence my daughter. But so I guess I'm sort of probably either arrogant enough or good enough at denial that if somebody told me something I didn't think, you know, I didn't want to believe, I just wouldn't believe it. So I'd want to know, so at least I could do the research or figure out what was going on. I actually have known a couple of people who were convinced that in a dream or whatever that they saw the date of their own death. And so when that date passed, they felt an enormous relief. Your point, I guess, is that they felt an enormous amount of anxiety up until that point.
Yeah, I just wouldn't want to, especially if it's like... within like the next 5 years, that's like, I just would not want to know that at all, because I'd just be thinking the last 5 years of my life would just be, it would just be a nightmare, because I would be thinking about it all the time, you know.
Well, I thought, you know, because I had a number of friends who had AIDS, that they knew that they were on borrowed time, and I think it did change their perspective. They did things that they wanted to do. They thought about things in a different way. So I guess I'd still go along with, I'd want to know. Alrighty, 855. You guys can call up and talk with me about it if you like. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Did you know that drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs knows the importance of proper digestion.
Make sure you take a look at the ultimate enzyme product. They're made with bile salts and fat digestion enzymes and protein digestive enzymes. And not only do the ultimate enzymes give you obvious benefits for digestion, but they can also help keep your blood flowing through your circulatory system. As most of you probably know by now, thick, sludgy, clotting blood is a serious risk factor for heart disease and stroke. Clearly, inappropriate and excessive blood clotting is a major health issue, and thick, sludgy blood is not just about heart health either. Sludgy blood can compromise oxygenation and nutrient delivery to all your cells and tissues and organs, and ultimately lead to almost any health issue you can name.
Concerned about proper digestion and heart health? Order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470, or on the web at brightsidemen.com. That's brightsidemen.com. Order today.
By now, you heard about bitcoins, but did you know that over 65,000 businesses accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co, because at BidBit.co, you can receive bitcoin by selling your personal items or business products. You heard right, whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your products quickly, easily, and securely at BidBit.co. That's BidBit.co. BidBit.co.
Hunter. Anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
It is indeed. Carrie Ann, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
And I just wanted to talk about the knowing if you're going to pass away.
Okay.
Or when time is. I recently lost my husband, and he had been in therapy, physical therapy in a rehab center. And it showed on his room that he was going to be discharged on 12/12/14. And he said, when the note went up, would it be cool to go home on 12/13/14? And he went home on 12. Yeah, he went home on Friday the 12th. and he passed away in our home on the 13th.
Wow.
And it was like that conversation, like, frames in my head of how he used those words. And then in addition, like, had I known that was the last bit.
Yeah.
How you would protect or do different.
Yeah. Yeah, so if it were up to you, you would know, wouldn't you?
See, I would, because my kids are 10 and 11, and we were gone the majority of the day doing Christmas and celebrating and came home to find him alone in that state. And we have a lot of, you know, if he went the way it was meant to be, and I believe that. But would we have left, or would we have experienced what we did and going back and telling my son, you know, tell daddy we're home, and him saying he's on the floor. And, you know, my mind was, how was I going to get him up? Not, you know, an unresponsive 53-year-old who had died, you know, in the last few hours. So, you know, I play that the conversation over and over, like him saying, 12, 13, 14, and as we go to pick out the tombstone, you know, seeing those dates, that was the last sequence that was going to be that way. And that was just the way it was meant to be.
Well, maybe that's his final gift to you of that to understand that put the things that are most important at the top and let all the rest of it fall underneath that. Because, you know, I think you're right. If someone had said, this is, you know, the end is near, that I think all of us would respond differently. But maybe that's the lifelong message to you and to your kids. And by you calling me, maybe to everybody who hears your voice today, of just remembering, you know, 12, 13, 14, that we never know. We really don't. And therefore, make sure that what you're doing, because it's really easy. All of us are busy. You know, we all have phones and tablets and internet and chores and relatives and things to do. And that if we knew that we were on borrowed time, would we do things differently? And I think the answer is yes. And to a certain extent, we're all on borrowed time. That we just don't know. And whether you're thinking about, you know, the plane in Germany or 12, 13, 14, that, you know, maybe that's really the message that that to send everybody is, you just don't know. And make sure that you're doing how you're relating to the people who are most important to you, and how you're relating to the world makes sense to you. So if, you know, if the aliens came down and scooped everybody up, would you be okay with how things went? And it's not an easy way to live our lives, because, as Manny points out, if you don't want to be frightened all the time, you don't want to feel that you're tense or anxious or scared. But if you can somehow find that, and it sounds like for him it was quick, and that he was that. I mean, I think that the you're feeling kind of crappy about it because you wished you'd been with him, but it sounds like it was very quick, that he was anticipating the holidays. He was glad to be back in his own house, that this was something. Yeah, so for him, that it was okay, because he was, all the things that you wanted to say, he knew, and he was anticipating all the things that you would have done differently. So it's a little tough on you and the kids, but maybe that's the message you get to carry forward for a long time, because that day you might have done differently, but now you get to do the rest of your life a little differently.
And we will.
And everybody who heard your story today is going to think about things just a little bit differently. And whenever the lottery number comes up, 12, 13, 14, they're all going to think the same thing. So, so that was his, it sounds to me, that was his parting gift to you. And for those couple of hours, That's the price tag for the gift. For him, he already got the gift. He already got the sense of, I get to be home. I get to plan. I get to be with my family. I get to be, I get to anticipate Christmas. I get to all the fun stuff they're out doing. I get to think about that. So he is okay. It's you and the kids.
I believe that too.
Yeah, I do too.
The tears are selfish.
Well, but they're allowed. They're allowed. You're allowed to sort of say crap, if only.
Right.
But now you get it, so for that 2 or 3 hours, that's the price tag for carrying that revelation and that understanding for the rest of your life. And hopefully it will be a very long life, but it's already been it's already
a
year.
Right. It's about 3 months. Yeah.
No, just a month.
It's 3 months. Yeah.
All right.
Months,
so but even
so
if
it's raw.
Of course it is. And the 13th of every Christmas is not going to be a whole lot of fun for you, at least for the next couple of years.
Sure.
But what you get to do is combine it with a sense of, do you know what? You never know. So let's make sure that today, by the end of the day today, that something made this day worthwhile. And whatever it is, whether it's calling a friend or, God forbid, eating a piece of chocolate or any of the other kinds of things that make our lives worthwhile, that you have that gift really emblazoned in your consciousness, that's an awfully large and important gift.
I understand. And I look at my kids who are 10 and 11 and I say, they're really at the perfect age, as their memories are incredible. There's nothing, and some of it's from telling stories, but they also don't understand what forever means.
Nope.
That they're at an age where, I say, I'm taking your phone, I'm never giving it back, and of course mommy does. So, I kind of laugh and say, their memories, they have them. We were generous with the phone, with the pictures. He was sick, and they knew that. And they said this year was the best Christmas ever. And I thought, well, that was a lot of monetary stuff you both received. And they said, no, Daddy wasn't hurting anymore. And when he left, we never thought he was terminal or this was the end. But it was how it was meant to be, and he's not suffering.
Well, and you know what? Not only is he not suffering, but the kids didn't see him suffer as much, that they didn't have that terrible death watch, that they had the sense of, Daddy's there for us. They got to remember Daddy as at home, and if not healthy, at least happy, and not hooked up to
happy
a bunch of crap.
Right.
And yeah, so, I have a friend who, I actually didn't know him terribly well. He fell off a mountain. I was 13 and he was 16. And I remember everybody was just devastated. I can remember even the 13 saying, but wait a minute. He was doing exactly what he wanted to do. He was incredibly happy. There was no pain. There was no lingering. That doesn't seem to be a terrible, terrible way to go. That it's hard, obviously, for his parents. Then people say, well, unfulfilled destinies. I don't even know what that means. I truly don't. That we all that we all have an expiration date, and we're just not sure what it is. But that you don't measure the value of a life in its length. I'm not even sure that you measure the value of a life to anybody but you and the people who care about you. But well, I'm really glad that. Thank you for calling and sharing. I tend to agree with you, as you can hear. When in doubt, I want to know, because if I know, then I know what to do, and if I don't know, then I don't know what to do. And So.
I think he gave us the gift, and I just wanted to share it because
I think he did too.
For myself. I don't know what I want to know, but for him, there was an indication, and those rings, those words really ring in my head when we talk about dates. So
well, it sounds like whether you knew or not, on some level, he knew.
Yes.
And that's that's the other question, is if you, not only would you want to know for yourself, but would you want to know for somebody else? And it's an interesting question. Because maybe we do things differently, and maybe we wouldn't, and maybe the things we do differently wouldn't be as valuable. Who knows?
Right.
It's a mystery. Carrie Ann, thanks a bunch.
Thank you. Thank you, Doctor.
855-993-7569 and Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself. With the aid of HB Extract, it's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Thank you for taking time to learn more about how you could support March for Babies in 2015. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Tina, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy. Tina?
Oh, sorry. I didn't know I was there. I'm so sorry.
That's okay.
Yeah, I walked into the room today, and I just happened to catch your radio show, and this is a very interesting topic to me because I'm going to be on the opposing side. When people die, I've had on a number of occasions for a number of years precognitive dreams, and I recognize that I can go up to
a year or 2 years prior to that person dying with a lot of symbols that are very indicative of that moment in time when they play out. And so when I hear people that when they lose loved ones, I come from a different perspective. My perspective is what they're not seeing is it was already part of a design. It was just a matter of it playing itself out. I, on a number of occasions, I've lost a few family members, and perhaps it's a gift that I just never realized that I had, that when they pass on, I still am able to dialogue with them, and they're fine. So for death, for me, is just a change of perspective.
Well, and at least the first part, I think that Carrie Ann would agree with you that whether she does or not, which I think she would, that her husband did, that I think that he was pretty clear on some level. Although, you know, it's hard to know because we're looking at all this in retrospect, and in retrospect, you know, we can all be really wise, but that he clearly saw something very symbolic and very powerful about 12, 13, 14, and that turned out to be the day that he died. And and I think that there certainly are people. I'm probably a little less. What's the word I want? The word that popped in my head, which is not the right one, is pragmatic. I'm probably a little less. What's the word I want? I mean, I think people communicate in dreams with one another, that's how we find comfort.
Right.
Quite often. Now, whether that's the person who's gone beyond talking with us or our need to have them, I mean, I think it, who cares? But
right.
It can certainly be comforting. When go back to your statement about precognition and signs, mm-hmm. Look, the people sort of dream about plane crashes, which is not certainly an uncommon phenomenon.
Right. Sure. I will actually share a story with you. And because this has been a passion of mine and I'm just starting now to become more public, and I've taken me on a journey to recognize that we are more intelligent than we've ever really been allowed to believe. And why I'm saying that is I had a dream many years ago. And in this dream in particular, I meet my mother, who is of Italian origin, and she says to me, in 30 minutes, I'm going to do the play Peter Rabbit. So that moment in the dream, I knew that 30 days meant 30 minutes. What seemed odd for me, though, in the dream was that my mother doesn't speak English, and why the heck would she be doing a play, Peter Rabbit? But my son was in the back part of the dream, and I knew that he was okay, and I woke up. That being said, I knew there was just a different feel of the dream, that dream meant something. So immediately, I call a girlfriend, and I didn't know what the play of Peter Rabbit was or what the story was, so she told me to Google it. And this is where the change happened for me. The story goes on to talk about a boy rabbit with three sisters, which just ironically happened to be the dynamics of my husband's family. So I thought, that's weird. It's obviously something on my husband's side of the family. Peter Rabbit gets a coat, and his mother tells him to stay out of the garden next door, and he doesn't. He gets caught stealing. So I'm trying to shake my head thinking, what does this have to do with me? Why would I know that information? Ironically, shortly thereafter, my sister-in-law, who lived out of town, asked to come for a visit, which would have been in that 30-day time period. And this is my husband's sister. So that actual day, we decided to do a whole event of shopping, our last day of visiting. And as we're ready to leave the mall, my son says, Mom, can you hang on a second? I just want to check something out. And he was the back part of that dream. So we waited for him. He says, they don't have what I want. So we all leave the store. As we leave the store, this young man follows us out. We didn't think nothing of it. We thought he was just had an interest in my niece. So he didn't pay attention at first. And then finally my sister-in-law says, is everything okay here? He said, no, I'm arresting your daughter for stealing in the store. That moment, I realized that there is a big sense of there's something bigger going on here. And again, that was many years ago, but I do that every night. to the point where I've now talked with some psychiatrists that I know in the local area, and they basically said that it's a gift. It's a gift that I never realized that I had, though, and I kept it close to the chest, and I recognize that when I look at a clock and I see the time, that will tell me the day and the month that an event will happen, and it does. So to me, I look at life from a different perspective.
Right. Do you write this stuff down?
What's that?
For when you look at a clock and see the date and the time, do you write it down?
Well, now it's at a point where I can recall them so well. I just need a...
Well, but see, I would argue, being the little scientist that I am, that our sense of recall gets distorted. And therefore, and the only reason I know is I actually did this... I think there are lots of people who feel that they have, and I would probably include myself in this, that have some kind of abilities that go beyond our five senses, and how far and under what circumstances is interesting, but not terribly relevant to this discussion. But I actually did a study a bunch of years ago with predictions on the National Enquirer, which I realize is not exactly that bastion of scientific information. But it turns out that the about 1 in 10 of their predictions came true, and the predictions were so abstract sometimes as to be laughable. So what I'm not disputing what you're saying at all. I'm just saying write it down, because your sense of recall will be faulty.
Right.
Because everybody says.
And then I've got a group of people that are very abreast to the information, because I've become so vocal, because to me, I recognize, I look at that life very differently than most. And here's a for instance. 4 years, this is many years ago, I had a dream that I had, I was at the early stages of MS, and I needed more vitamin C. Well, I wanted to dismiss that dream because I thought I didn't want to entertain that I was sick. Well, 4 years later, I was actually diagnosed with multiple sclerosis, and I started to go downhill very quickly. The doctors had diagnosed me with a pinched nerve, which I was going on fairly well living with that assumption. Ironically, though, when I went downhill, my husband said, Tina, think about it. You were right when the doctors were wrong. Why don't you just follow your dream? And you know what, Dr. Joy? It's been 28 years. And I have maintained, and they basically said that whatever you're doing,
keep doing it.
Like, you would never know that I have MS. Look at me.
All right. Tina, thanks a bunch. Thanks for calling me, and keep doing what you're doing. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective, and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason. Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.